USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in a northeast Nebraska town say they're investigating the deaths of four people in two homes. Police say they suspect two fires were set at two nearby homes early Thursday in the town of Laurel, which is about 100 miles west of Sioux City. One person was found dead in one home, three others in another. China is continuing their military drills near Taiwan in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the country earlier this week. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, says the United States is prepared for what China does next.
Beijing's provocative actions are a significant escalation in its long-standing attempt to change the status quo.
Kirby says the country doesn't want a crisis, but they will not be deterred from supporting Taiwan. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
If you're looking for a job, you're going to have to look a little bit harder.
U.S. job openings fell by the most in just over 2 years in June as demand for workers eased in the retail and wholesale trade industries. But overall, the labor market remains tight, allowing the Federal Reserve to continue raising interest rates. At least 4.2 million workers voluntarily quit their jobs in June and layoffs declined. From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
WNBA star Brittany Griner has been found guilty of drug charges in a Russian court. WNBA Players Union boss Terry Jackson is devastated.
We are just hoping and praying that the compassion and mercy that we've been calling for really comes to fruition in this final verdict.
Griner was sentenced to 9 years in prison, and President Biden says Russia is wrongfully detaining her. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has suspended State Attorney Andrew Warren of Hillsborough County, saying that Warren has neglected his duty. Governor DeSantis claims that Warren is refusing to enforce state laws.
When you uphold the rule of law, you are protecting the most vulnerable in our society. That's why we have a rule of law.
Warren is refusing to enforce prohibitions on sex change operations for minors and opposes Florida's 15-week abortion ban. It's not clear yet if Warren will try to challenge the governor's action in court. The number of illegal immigrants entering the United States is continuing to overwhelm some border communities. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says that he's concerned about national security and the amount of illegal immigrants entering the country under the radar.
What we know about are the ones that are turning themselves in for apprehension or the ones that are caught.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the Biden administration announced that they have authorized the completion of the border wall near Yuma, Arizona. They say that they're not adding anything new, rather they are fixing the gaps. Ford Motor Company is reporting a 36.6% sales increase in July compared to 1 year ago. Better inventory levels are leading to the jump in sales as the Blue Oval sold nearly 164,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs. The auto industry continues to suffer from a shortage of semiconductor chips. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.